This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: Texas bans high-level nuclear waste storage. NRC approves radioactive waste dump there. In a rare bipartisan effort, the Texas legislature passed a nearly unanimous bill prohibiting the future storage or disposal of high-level radioactive waste. After the Texas Senate voted unanimously and the House passed the bill by a vote of 119-3, Governor Greg Abbott signed it on Thursday, September 9th. It became law that day and prohibits the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality from issuing related water and construction permits. However, on Monday, September 13th, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, licensed the construction and operation of a consolidated interim storage facility for high-level radioactive waste in Andrews County, Texas. The license was issued to Interim Storage Partners, ISP, LLC, which includes Waste Control Specialist, LLC, and their partner, Orano, to expand its existing facility located on the Texas-New Mexico border. Interim Storage Partners proposes temporary storage of up to 40,000 metric tons of highly radioactive nuclear power plant waste. The state of Texas may consider court challenges to the NRC licensing. Those already involved in federal litigation over the license proceedings are 5 non-governmental organizations, and those cases are on appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. Fasken Oil and Ranch Limited of Midland, Texas, located in the Permian Basin, is involved in similar litigation. Tommy Taylor, Fasken Assistant General Manager, said, quote, "We think the ISP operation is a crazy idea. If there's a release, it's going to contaminate the air and be a hazard for all the oil field workers and surface water in the area," end quote. The organizations and Fasken also oppose the proposed Holtec Consolidated Interim Storage Facility in New Mexico, about 35 miles west of the ISP site. An NRC decision is due in early 2022. Opponents have argued that licensing the two facilities violates federal law. Rose Gardner of Alliance for Environmental Strategies, a declarant in the federal court challenges and a resident of Eunice, New Mexico, stated, quote, "I am thankful that the Texas legislature voted to stop this dangerous nuclear waste from coming to their state. I live less than 5 miles from the site, yet my community in New Mexico has no vote and no choice and gave no consent for nuclear waste to be stored at the facility. I have long been concerned about Interim Storage Partners and its voracious appetite for bringing more and more nuclear waste to my area, claiming it now needs a license for high-level radioactive waste because the waste disposal business wasn't making enough money. I hope my concerns will be heard by a higher court than the NRC." This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.